Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Masango, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Lovely, great to have you. We're continuing to talk about, baptism. We started yesterday as an introduction, and today we're continuing wanting to look at another angle, and the administration of baptism in the Christian world. It varies. Some employ immersion, or some aspersion, others sprinkling, others effusion or pouring. Now, we want to check what does the Bible reveal about the meaning of baptism, its significance, and of course, the correct method. Now, Pastor, how important, first of all, before we get into that, how important is baptism in the Christian life, and what is its significance?
Yes, thank you very much. Very significant in the Christian life, because it is a command that is coming from Jesus Christ himself. Mm. You remember, as we read Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 to 20, the Bible is very clear to say, go ye therefore and teach. After teaching, you baptize. Mm. So when you are looking at the issue of baptism, you appreciate that this is an imperative that is coming from Jesus Christ. And when you are looking at an imperative, it is not a suggestion. It is an instruction where you are left with no choice. Mm. God is saying to you and me, go. So the Bible is saying, go and make disciples through our baptism. Mm. Yes. So God is saying, by all means. Now, when you are looking at what Christ is saying, he is using a verb. Now, Greek is very rich with words. The first verb is go, and followed by make disciples. So God is saying to you and to me, go and make disciples. This is a command. You have to take action. You have to do it. So you are left with no choice but to teach and to baptize. So these are imperatives that are going to are coming to us. So when Christ is talking to us, he is saying to you and me, by all means, go. By all means, teach. By all means, baptize. Mm-hmm. So this is how important baptism is. This is how the imperative of baptism works. Mm-hmm. God is saying, however possible, you have to go. So the words that are being used today, by all means, go. By all means, teach. By all means, baptize. Mm. This is how important baptism is. So if we miss that idea, if we miss that point, then at the end of the day, we have lost the significance and importance of baptism.
Mm. Now, let's look at different kinds of baptism. I think you may have touched on this yesterday. And as we said in the introduction, some immerse you, some sprinkle you, some, and all sorts. And of course, they are done in different ways, literally for centuries now on end. We are doing it by immersion. Is it a matter of preference?
Yes, when we are looking at the form of baptism, we are appreciating what the Bible prescribed for us. Mm. This is the kind of the baptism that we need as we look at what the Bible tells us. Remember, we say baptism comes from the Greek word baptizo, which means to immerse, totally soak inside water. Mm. So when you have that concept, in that idea, you'll appreciate that there's only one form of baptism, to baptize where there is a lot of water. Mm. The Bible tells you that in the book of John, John was baptizing it Enon in the River Jordan because there was a lot of water there. So you need a lot of water where the body can be immersed in water so that you can be fully baptized. So that disqualifies the fire, that disqualifies the flake, that disqualifies sprinkling of water on the face, that disqualifies putting a cross on the face, that disqualifies milk, because those are not found in scripture. Remember, we are saying we are doing whatever we are doing because our basis is scripture. So John was baptizing in Enon, where there was a lot of water. Jesus is baptized in the River Jordan. The Bible says he came out of the water. That's what the Bible says. And when he came out of the water, he says the Spirit of God descended upon him in the form of a dove. And God says, this is my well-beloved son in whom I am well pleased in. So this is an example that is coming to us. And we are getting to appreciate that baptism is through a lot of water. You cannot be immersed in a cup. You cannot be immersed in a dish. You need a lot of water to be baptized. So that's the baptism that we have in the Bible.
Now, does being dead into sin and alive to God means that a baptized person will and can no longer sin?
We are still on this side of heaven, and we'll only be fully changed when Christ shall come. In the meantime, people still have freedom of choice. You still choose the lifestyle that you want, meaning to say, even after baptism, people can choose to go in the wrong way. People can choose to sin. But what we are saying is, when you follow Jesus Christ, you are asking for God to give you the power to rule over sin. And being dead to sin, Romans chapter 6, verse 11, means the rulership of sin has been broken. Not that the Christian is incapable of sinning. You are still in your flesh. You still have the inclination towards sin. So it is a choice that you make in Jesus Christ. A baptized person still has a free will and the capacity to fall, but now also his power through the Holy Spirit to resist sin. That's Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 to 17. And also James says the same thing. He says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. So it is a choice that an individual makes. You cannot stand out in the rain and say, because I have been, I'm wearing some clothes, I'm not going to be wet. You are out in the rain. You need to move away from the rain so that you don't get wet. That is the same thing with the Christian life. Being baptized does not mean that you have been translated to heaven. You are still here on earth, and you need to act and live responsibly. So the Christian life involves an ongoing sanctification where the believer grows in grace and overcomes through Christ. It's not an event. It's a process of growing, learning to live by the precepts of God, learning to appreciate what God wants you to do. So we are basically saying, baptism does not make one sinless, but it marks the beginning of a life of continual surrender and victory through Christ.
Now, we see that Christ was baptized as well. I mean, you read Matthew 28 earlier, the reason, and it talks about the reason to be baptized. Excuse me. Now, Christ was baptized. Why was he baptized?
Christ was sinless. That's the one thing that we need to appreciate. So when he is baptized, he's not beginning a new life, but he is continuing with his life. So he is fully divine, he is fully human. And his baptism does not mark his repentance or moving away from sin to make it a public forum that he has come to God.
Mm.
But he is being baptized to identify with sinful humanity. You can see in Matthew chapter 3, verse number 15. So he is identifying himself with a sinful humanity. He is also setting an example. All right, let's read Matthew chapter 3, verse number 15. The Bible says, Jesus replied, "Let this be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. Now, this is the baptism day where Jesus Christ presents himself to John. And he says, "You need to baptize me." And John says, "It's fine. If you want me to baptize you, I will go ahead and do the same. So Christ is identifying himself with the sinful humanity. And we are also saying Christ set an example for all believers. Yeah, he wants to give us an example so that we can live like him. When you read 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 21, the Bible says, "To this you were called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his footsteps." So he is setting an example that we should follow and live by it. He wants us to follow him and do what he also did. We have already read Matthew chapter 3, verse number 15, which tells us to fulfill all righteousness, meaning he affirmed God's plan and our law. So he's giving us that example to live by his will. We are also considering Matthew chapter 3, Luke chapter 3, verse 21 to 23, when Christ is inaugurating his public ministry, he is being baptized. So he's doing a public baptism for a public ministry. Luke chapter 3, verse 21 to 23. He also receives the Holy Spirit's anointing when he is being baptized. You are also reading that from Matthew chapter 3, verse number 16. The Bible says, "As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him." So Christ is acknowledging heaven when he is being baptized, and heaven is acknowledging Christ also. So when we are being baptized, we are acknowledging heaven. We are creating and establishing a relationship with heaven, and heaven is also saying, "These are my children." So Christ's baptism was not for the remission of sins, but was an act of obedience and dedication that modeled what believers should follow.
Pastor, before I let you go, the immersion. What is the one main significance for that?
Baptism by immersion is the biblical method practiced by Jesus. If you read Matthew chapter 3, verse number 16, which you've already read, you look at Acts 8, verse 38 to 39, we also meet the believers who are being baptized. So baptism fulfilled the identification with Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. That is Romans chapter 6, verse 3 to 5. It is also a clear symbol of cleansing and rebirth. You read Titus 3, verse number 5, it will tell you the same. It is a public witness that one is dying to the old life and rising to walk in the newness of our life. So baptism by immersion best expresses the spiritual reality of death to sin and resurrection to a new life. So this can only be done by immersion. So therefore, immersion is not just a form, but a meaningful symbol that aligns with the gospel's core truth. So if you are not being immersed, you are not aligning with the truth of the gospel.
Man, Pastor Mahlangu, thank you so much for coming through. We are definitely going to be connecting with you again tomorrow at the same time and same place. Thank you for this afternoon.
Thank you. God bless you.
Blessings to you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.